And I think that is really at the crux of this conversation, is us self-examining and saying, do I want that or do I really want that? Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's go. I met up with a very good friend, and before we met, I sent her a text and said, hey, would you mind bringing some of your sourdough starter? Well, she showed up with it in this cute little cup. Later in the day, I got it home and I was so excited to start making sourdough bread. Now, this is off the heels of our 9-year-old getting this crazy stomach virus that's going around. All he wanted was bread. And when I got to the store and saw the nonsense in so much of the sourdough bread, such as soybean oil and seed oils, I thought the best way to do it is to make my own. Well, the minute I got home, I fed the sourdough bread. I looked up recipes, how to feed it. I literally have laminated recipes and instructions on how to care for this starter in our kitchen.
I'm a little concerned. Are we really talking about bread?
I think we are.
Oh, wow.
People are shocked right now.
I mean, just take note, everybody. She's talking about bread. I'm just along for the ride.
Well, it's the same as granola. Starting to look at the granola that the kids were eating. I don't want them to have all that sugar.
You are feeding my kids granola?
Ridiculous. Okay, I make my own granola. We make pancakes, which really are high protein pancakes from scratch. And now we're going to make bread for our children. Absolutely. I want it to be homemade if they're going to have it.
Are you going to eat more bread because you made it? I'm just wondering how my lifestyle is about to change.
I mean, the question that I don't have an answer to. So our 9-year-old got the stomach virus. Then I got the stomach virus. It was after our 6-year-old had the stomach virus. And yeah.
I had it.
Oh, yeah. It was like 3 weeks ago, though. So it doesn't, you know. But anyway, I was like, I'm going to give him bread. And I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to eat a piece of bread? This is so weird. But I really felt like after a day of not eating, like I couldn't think of eating a beef stick. I couldn't think of having steak or ground beef or even eggs. And so I had a piece of bread. And it was the craziest thing because it was literally exactly what my stomach needed after a year almost and a half of carnivore. And today, like I said to Mike earlier, I cannot wait to have a big fat juicy burger. And so we have 3 pounds of ground beef thawing right now in the kitchen. So no, I don't think our lifestyle, for anybody wondering or Mike wondering, is going to change. But, you know, you ruined my story.
You didn't ruin your story. I brought a different element to it.
You did.
An element of concern.
We told this story earlier on our coaching call and it went a lot different than this one. So
because I was going to interrupt you then and totally throw you off your game. But
Thank you. Now
we're in our podcasting space.
Let's see what goes in your burger tonight. Well, anyway, I get the sourdough starter. I'm excited. I got the recipes. I got all the things. 6 months prior, this exact same friend had given me sourdough starter, but the difference is I hadn't asked for it. We were at their house. She was showing me her kombucha and her homemade pickles and then the starter. And I was like, wow, this is really impressive and like a lot of work and not something that I necessarily am geared up for right now. But when we left, she handed me some starter in a jar. I took it home. I'm like, I have no idea what to do with this. I threw it in the fridge. And after 3 months of sitting in the fridge, I threw it in the garbage. And I know that there's some sourdough people right now that are like, oh my gosh, how could you? But I want to just point to a really important point of this episode. And that is that the difference between us wanting something and not wanting something is really what drives our action. And this is not about sourdough. It is actually about our health and fitness goals, you know, and I think a lot of people have someone in their life. Maybe they're like, gosh, I wish they would listen to this podcast with me. I wish they'd go to the gym with me. I wish they'd eat healthier. If they just eat healthier, how much better they would feel. But the difference is wanting it. And you're here listening because you want it. You want to improve. You want to get better. That's why you have the habits you have. That other person in your life may not want it. And I think it's a two-sided conversation we can have. The first is for yourself, constantly creating that clear vision for yourself, having that vision, having that image of what it is that you want. And then also for the people in your life, you can't want something bad for someone else. They themselves have to want it. And so I think it's a discussion about having empathy for where people are and loving them where they're at.
No, listen, it brings up a great point, and I think it's an important one. We see this all the time transpiring with people. You know, some people think at times they want something, and I think what they have this desire, but it's not a deep desire. I mean, and that is always the question. It's like, you say you want this, but how bad do you want this? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to change? And I think that is really at the crux of this conversation, is us self-examining and saying, do I want that or do I really want that? And it's a huge difference. You know, you can say you want something, but I mean, you know the difference, like you feel it inside of you. And I think that your story really sums it up perfectly, that you can hand somebody something that you know is going to be good for them. And you can say, hey, this is exactly what you've been looking for. But if they're not in the frame of mind that they want it at that time, or maybe in your mind, you want it for them, but they need to want it themselves. And I think that coming off also the 6-week challenge that we just did, it was really interesting. Just there were certain people who they've been in our community for a long time and they've been really consistent with their workouts. No issue there. They will have a challenge come up, you know, when we run them every few months, and they'll work on a particular habit. But I'm thinking about this one client in particular who said, for all the years that I've been here, for all the workouts I've done, for all of the challenges that I, quote, participated in, this was the first time that I said, I'm going to really focus on the nutrition piece. And it was amazing to see the difference. What transpired? She just wanted it. She felt like it was finally her time. It was, you know, I'm not going to use the language that she used, but she was like, I'm not going to mess around anymore. It was time to really dig in her heels and get to work on this and to see what happened as a result. I mean, there's that part of us that's, it's maddening, right? Like when you're standing on the outside, you're like, if you would have just done this 3 years ago, oh my gosh, how different your life could be. But in the same respect, we can't think about it that way because we don't know what's going on in someone else's life. And sometimes when we're going through something, it's just not the right time. And we don't really want it, even though we technically want it.
Yeah, I think back to all of the attempts I made at diets prior to you. You know, every time I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And it was more for me about doing it than it actually was about wanting it. Of course, I wanted a slim body to feel good in a bathing suit, all the things, but I didn't really want it so much so that I was willing to give up things in order to get it. I was so stuck in the way that I was doing things that anytime an event gathering or Animal Cracker popped up, I took part in it because that's just what I wanted more. And I think a lot of life is measuring our wants. In fact, we sat on our EOS leadership meeting today, and there were a bunch of overdue items for me to be able to check off, and they weren't checked off. And I looked and I'm like, okay, team, are these even important? You know, are these things that we've had on the list even important to us in moving the needle in our business right now? And the truth is, we all agreed they weren't. And so we got rid of it. And so for you listening, how many things do you have like that? That you kind of want it, but you're not totally committed to it. And identifying what those things are for ourselves is actually incredibly empowering. I recall when you gave up coffee, I was like, I am so not wanting, nor am I ready to do that. But for me, I got a cold. And so I was just by function drinking tea. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, this is the moment for me where I can actually go after this. And I really do want it. And I really am going to commit to it. And it's been 2 months now and not even a taste of coffee. You know, I'm like, wow, this is so crazy, right? But for ourselves, it's also, I think, letting ourselves off the hook. If we don't really want something, it's like that bodybuilding show. I wanted it. And then when it was done, I was okay not wanting it. I think we have to identify what it is that's not so important. Don't even let it be a goal or something that's going to maybe distract you in your life. Because when we fail, because we fall short, because we were never fully committed to it anyway, we lose confidence and trust in ourselves. And I just want to give you permission today to let go of the thing that you don't really want and go after the thing you really do. Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
Wants change also. And I think you bring up a good point with bodybuilding. You wanted it for that period of time, but after you were done, you didn't want it. And I think to a recent conversation that I had with a client who, you know, came back, what was it, about maybe 6 or 7 months ago. And when he came back, like, he really wanted it. He was in a place where he remembered what he had before, and he wanted to get back to that. In fact, not just get back to that, he wanted to be better than that. And over the course of the next several months, he did it. You know, he reached the goal. He reached the top of Mount Everest for him. And then more recently, it's interesting having conversations with people and how their wants change, because this same individual started talking about some of the things that he's let back in. And he reflected back on how when he first came back, he really wanted it. But right now in this season that he's in, he didn't want to keep doing all the things that he did to get to there. And he's actually arriving in a place where he feels he's got a good balance. You know, he had to work really hard and want it really bad in order to hit that initial goal. I'm not going to call it backsliding in this instance for him, because for all intents and purposes, he's still doing amazing. But again, he let some things back in occasionally, and he's sort of unapologetic about it, because he knows that he's in a season right now where he doesn't want it as much as he did just maybe 4 or 5 months ago, but he's good with what he's doing right now.
Well, we all sit in a place where we want certain things, you know, financial security, healthy body, fit body, good relationship, good marriage, relationships with our kids, going after our hobbies, you know, and we can't have all of those things at once. I think in our brains, we believe that we can have all of that at once. I don't think that it's really possible to have everything at the optimal level at once. I think it's okay to choose something and to work really hard at it and go after it and understand that when your focus is diverted over here, something over there may become a little bit less. I just think of something as simple as, you know, when I'm making sure the kitchen is totally picked up at night and clean, I'm not as diligent about making sure the laundry is done and it'll sit in a basket in the laundry room. But when I was all about the laundry room, you know, and I'm not saying like you have to divert your attention and you get good at one thing and you get bad at another thing, but all of us have 100% capacity, but because of our brain and all of the automatic processes that happen in our body, you can't use 100% of your capacity. I think you can use anywhere from like 40 to 60% of your brain's capacity. I think it's less than that, but let's just say 40. We'll say 50.
BCB, before Corey Beth, I was preparing for bodybuilding shows. And I remember having that mentality that I can have it both ways. Mm-hmm. I can have the business and I can have the body. And I remember,
and the babe.
And I knew that was coming sooner or later. But I remember having that mentality. But inevitably, what would wind up happening is one aspect of the two businesses I was running at that time, as well as my own personal pursuit around bodybuilding, something always did fall by the wayside, you know. And then I would look back and I'm like, man, I missed this opportunity and that opportunity because I was chasing this other one. And you're right. I don't think that you can, you know, keep everything at an optimal level. I think the goal for all of us is to up-level ourselves.
Yes.
So that even when we're not at an optimal level, we are compared to our former self. And that's why we have to constantly work at these things, or you go through seasons where you do put greater emphasis in one area and maybe we are just maintaining in another, which is great. We could keep our head afloat above water. Maybe we're making small improvements, but definitely not maxing out, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, in that capacity, it's so you at that point in time in your life, you had 50% of your brain's capacity in order to put towards tasks. And so for you running the studio, what would you say percentage of your brain that took of the remaining 50?
Oh, of the remaining 50. I mean,
half.
Probably, I was going to say like 30% or so.
Okay. So let's think about this. Then you had bodybuilding goals. So what percent did that take up?
That was taking up almost 70% for sure.
Okay. So let's just say the entire 50% was taken up. Were you seeking out hobbies and friends at that point in your life?
Oh, absolutely not.
You know, and I think that that's the picture where we have to give ourselves grace in that too. You were so hyper focused on growing business and improving your body, your health, your fitness, competing in a show. You know, you're not going to be able to go out with your friends and enjoy drinks and burgers and beers and all those other things. But as soon as that capacity opened up because the bodybuilding show ended, there were some things we went and did. We had sushi, you know, we enjoyed that part of our life. And so really assessing, like, take a toll for yourself, sit with yourself, have a meeting. That's an M-E-E-T-I-N-G, a meeting with yourself where you sit and you really list out, what are the things I want out of my life? And you may have 10, 20, 50 items listed. You know, these are all of the things I want. The beginning of your list may look very materialistic, like these are the things. And then once we get past the first 20, all of a sudden it opens up to, these are the things I want for my life. Or maybe you can do that right from the get-go. But once you look at that, if you actually had to order those things in the level of importance, that this is number one, the most important thing to me. And after that, it's number two, and number three, I think it helps us to really take inventory on where that capacity or that focus we have can go. And it's okay to say, this is a goal for later. This is a goal for next year. This is a goal for Q4. This is a goal that I'm not going to focus on at this moment. And again, back to the coffee. I remember when you walked that season, I'm like, I'm not even interested in that. And it's okay to feel that way.
Just like you weren't interested in the sourdough starter 6 months ago when you were also at the peak of your carnivore journey, when you think about it.
100%, you're right. Yeah, I was putting so much effort into laying out, what do my meals look like? What do meals look like for my family? Where are we going to get a cow? No, those are the things I was researching. I didn't have brain space or capacity, but at this point now, 1 year and 3 months in, I don't have to think about what we're eating. You know, we have a freezer full of cow. We have, oh my gosh, probably 100 and how many eggs in the fridge right now. Shout out to our local, you know, chicken people. But I don't even think about it anymore. And so I think that that also is proof to, when we get good at something, we're allowed then, we can allow ourselves to go and focus on the next thing because it's automatic.
Well, another point you could take from that is, in order to get good at something, you do need to go all in on it. Mm-hmm. So you not just have to want it, but then you have to be willing to go all in and do those things. And when you bring up how in the past, you know, we would miss out on social events and things like that, it didn't matter to me at the time. It didn't bother me at all, because what I wanted, and I think what you wanted as well, in terms of developing ourselves, preparing ourselves for competition, was so much greater that we were willing to make those choices and to go in that direction. And listen, a very real thing that's going to happen for some of you who are listening to this is, you're going to convince yourself that there is something that you really want right now. And then you're going to get started on it and recognize how many things actually need to change in your life in order to get that thing that you want. You may come to the decision that you don't want it as much as you thought you wanted it, and that maybe we have to reassess some of these wants. So I like your activity of listing those things out, and especially going through the list. You know, you're right. We all list out all the materialistic things that we want right now. And then when we get down to it, you know, we get to the meat of what really matters and what's going to make our life feel very fulfilling. And when we get to that, you know, are we willing to do what it takes to have that? And I think really, oftentimes we do. We are willing, because we know that those are the things that really can give us fulfillment and max out our lives.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. And again, you know, just to round this out, we've seen this with clients time and time again. We've had clients come and work with us, and it was the first program that worked. I also can think of clients transparently that came and worked out at the gym, and no matter how hard we tried to get them on a nutrition plan, they pushed and pulled. They're like, no, I don't want to. And then they left and they found something, like, I think of a specific male client. He found something that like totally worked. I remember reaching out after. I was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. You've completely transformed your body. And I'm never going to sit here and say, you know, ours is the only program that works. Ours works really well for people who want to be time efficient and are very busy. But he was like, thank you so much. He was like, I finally just decided it was time. Like, it was just a decision that I made. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome. Like, we're so happy for you, you know? And I think that that's, it's a beautiful thing to recognize. And likewise, like you said, clients with us for years, and then one day something clicks, and it could be something good or it could be something bad. For some people, it's good. It's getting prepared for a wedding, an event, a vacation. for some people, it's something bad. It's that health result. It's that doctor saying, listen, you have to change things otherwise. And sometimes for us, it's just something clicks. Something frees up in our career or our work or our family life. We're like, wow, I actually have mental capacity to think about this thing. And this is something that's been important to me for a long time, and I'm ready to go after it. And so we want to encourage you to do that. We also want to give you the permission to have grace with yourself. And third and most important, to love the people in your life where they're at, because you can never want something for someone else more than they want it for themselves. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
What's that called?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.